In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace you have vowed for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Breaking forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulders.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
The epistle for Christmas Day is from Hebrews, the first chapter. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he had. shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe, you will roll them up. Like a garment, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for a respectful reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believe his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So far, our text, will you please pray with me and especially for me? O Word made flesh, be present with us this most holy day, and fill us with your limitless grace, mercy, and peace. To that end, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Gospel of St. John has been called a crown of pure gold, and in Christmas Day's Gospel reading, it's been called the central jewel set of the crown. This opening reading, it sums up the contents of the entire Gospel of John. He attests to the humanity of the Son, Jesus, fully and completely, as to the divinity of the Godhead of this same human Jesus Christ. The miracles of the ages is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Many find the entire Gospel of John so very impressive because he uses simple words to proclaim very profound theology. Using the entire first chapter as an example of this simplicity, we see that the entire chapter is 224 words. Just over 200 of them are one-syllable words. Less than 10 of them have more than two syllables. Nevertheless, the Holy Spirit worked through John's simple words to proclaim some very sophisticated theology. He proclaimed the word so plainly that even children are able to understand and comprehend by faith. Don't you just love to hear the very young voices sing "Away in a Manger," in "A Little Town of Bethlehem," and especially when the young voices sing about the humble theology of "God loves me dearly"? The beginning of this Gospel begins that same simple, elegant beauty. Here we learn that there is a word that is more than just simple information. Here we learn there is a word that is living, thinking being. Here we learn of an eternal, living God that has come to live with us. In the beginning was the Word. That is not an accident. The first words of the Gospel account are the same first words as the book of Genesis. This very special word has, that John tells about, it is eternal. In the beginning, before anything else was created, this word already existed. The only way to be in the beginning is to be eternal. The only thing that existed in the beginning, before anything is created, is God. This eternal Christ Jesus is the reason why we Christians celebrate Christmas. Now, that should probably go without saying. Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. He and he alone is the reason for the season. But remember, his reason for the season is you. Part of the celebration of Christmas, where people get together with family and friends and folks, it's simply a hopeful, a logical, happy byproduct of the celebration of Jesus' birth for you. However, God's logic and man's logic are as far apart as the East is from the West. When we are born into this world, our human reason is very limited. For example, if you hide a toy from a very young child, the child would forget about the toy. He or she has not yet reasoned that the toy is simply put behind your back. I will know that as a child grows up, their ability to reason also grows. They'll figure it out pretty soon that the toy is behind your back. The Lord has blessed each one of us with this ability to grow in reason and understanding. Now, there are many people who have been blessed with a great deal of knowledge. However, it's quite unfortunate that many of these people who've taken human reason and placed it above all things, including above God's holy word, such people reason If I can't understand it, then it must not be true. That's why so many biblical scholars, they question teachings that are found in God's holy word. Teachings such as that the creation was all things made in 6 days, the resurrection of Jesus, or the fact that one day all people will rise from the dead, not only Jesus. Verse 14 of chapter 1, we find another teaching in the Bible that we'll never fully understand with our limited human reasoning. Listen again as I read this verse of scripture for us from the gospel lesson. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Today, we celebrate that Word coming in the flesh. You and I will see that Christmas puts human reason to the test. Based on this portion of God's holy word, we will see that our human reason is not able to fully understand that Jesus Christ, our one and only Savior, had to be both true God and true man, because it comes by faith. The Lord has given to you and me the ability to understand what needs to take place for a new life to be born in this world, but put on your human reason to the test. Are you able to understand fully what the Holy Spirit led John to write here? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Your human reason would tell you that Jesus is simply a man who became a son of God because of the kind of life that he lived, a good life without sin. But John does away with that line of reasoning way back in the first verse. In the beginning was the Word. John, of course, is talking about the second person of the Trinity. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And again, we read about this Word, Jesus, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The gospel writer, John, he was an eyewitness of the fact that Jesus is true God and has taken on human flesh. Now, John, our gospel writer, quotes John the Baptist in verse 15. This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me. Both Johns testify that Jesus existed before the incarnation, before his birth. One of the major teachings found in the Bible is the fact that this baby born in Bethlehem, not just another human child. He is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. But is it really so important that we spend a lot of time talking about this? Let's put our human reason to the test. How does your human reason tell you that you can get to heaven? Because I can do something to win my way to heaven? Now let's look at the reasoning in the light of God's holy word. The Bible tells us that we are sinful from the time we're conceived within our mother's bodies. Each of us, moments ago, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. But what we've done, what we've left undone, we've not loved you with our whole heart, we've not loved our neighbors as ourselves, and then we ask forgiveness. How does your human reason tell you that that baby born in a stable brings the power of forgiveness? That same little one in the manger is the one who created grain and grapes. He's promised to give himself to you in bread and made from the grain, wine made from the grapes. His true body and blood, they are present in, with, and under the bread and wine right here in this altar. Eternal life, the light of the world, is so near that you can touch it. You can taste it. God has given into your mouth, taken into your body, and he makes himself known to you with forgiveness, life, and salvation. God's word commands our human reason to step aside, get out of the way. The Bible makes it so very clear that there's absolutely no way that you and I are able to get ourselves into heaven. So in his great love for you and me, God our Father took action. He sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our substitute. Jesus took on human flesh. In our place, the Savior lived the perfect life that you and I will never be able to live. Our loving Lord willingly offered up his perfect life as a full payment price for all your sins and all my sins. Because Jesus rose again on Easter Sunday, because the Holy Spirit has used his word to put faith in your heart and mine, that you and I believe in Jesus as our one and only Savior, you and I are given the credit for the perfect life that he lived for us. Through this God-man, Jesus Christ, you and I enjoy the forgiveness of all of our sins. So while Christmas puts human reason to the test, rejoice in the fact that Jesus, your substitute, is true God and also true man. There are many people today that hear about the birth of Jesus Christ. It's just another story, you know, that they tell at this time of year. It's important for you and me to remember that the only way anyone is saved is if they know that Jesus is their one and only Savior. Whether right now you're sitting in a pew in front of me, or if you're viewing us at a later time, each and every one of us knows someone who needs to hear the message of God's holy word, his law, his gospel. I'm sure you're able to think of someone in your family, friend perhaps, or a neighbor who needs to hear about their need for a Savior and how the gracious Lord gave us that Savior in the God-man, our Lord Jesus Christ. So may we leave here this morning empowered by the words of God that we've heard read, the Christian hymns we sang, and go out there and share the message of the Christ child. The fact that you and I are able to reason a blessing is a blessing from our Lord. This morning, while we're thankful for this blessing, if we try to use our human reason to understand what Christ's birth says to us, we will quickly see our human reason fail us. So put human reason aside. Rather, listen to God speak to you in the retelling of this miracle of Jesus' birth some 2,000 years ago. But as we said, it started long, long before that. In the beginning was the Word. So trust the Lord when he tells you that Jesus Christ is true God and true man. Excuse me. Trust the Lord when he tells you the good news that through Jesus Christ, you are forgiven of all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. A very Merry Christmas and a blessed 2021 to each and every one of you. Amen. We confess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified.
Word made flesh. By your sacrament of holy baptism, we have seen your glory.
waters of baptism. Grant repentance to parents who withheld the treasures of baptism from their children. Give to all your people hearts welcoming of children. Continue to expand your kingdom through this blessed portal of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy. Word made flesh, in your ongoing provision of daily bread, we've seen your glory. By your Spirit, visit those who suffer, the sick, the sorrow, the hospitalized, the poor, the destitute, the homeless, the unemployed. Remember those who have requested intercession, that they might not be given to despair, but entreat their Heavenly Father's protection even in times of great need. Lord, in your mercy. Word made flesh, in your crucifixion and resurrection, we've seen your glory. Give comfort to those who grieve. Grant to all people certain hope in the resurrection of all the dead and eternal life for all believers in you on the day of your return. Keep us steadfast and faithful until that day. Lord, in your mercy. Word made flesh. In your holy supper, we've seen your glory. In your humble entry into our world, in the womb, the Blessed Virgin, your first bed and feed trough. You set aside the honor you rightly deserve to bless us with your presence. As you now come to us humbly under the form of bread and wine, bless us with the right faith that we might worthily receive your body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, in your mercy. Word made flesh. We give you thanks that for your mercy and compassion, you became incarnate and have redeemed us from sin and everlasting death. Enlighten our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may ever be thankful for such grace and comfort ourselves in all tribulation and temptation, and last obtain eternal salvation, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit are one Lord, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the singing of the Gospel. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Thank you. teacher book. Shadi, give it to you. The true blood of Christ, shed for 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 you.
Now may this true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve to life everlasting. Your sins are forgiven. Depart in his peace and in his Christmas joy. Thank you. seated, please.